Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could have kicked the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the walls gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all.
Well, good Sunday afternoon. It's Shelly Nunchuk from the Shelly Nunchuk Shows, and I had some technical difficulties, but pulled it off. It's a little bit later and definitely a shorter show, but I'm getting right into it, going right into it. And good, good kitties. You both calmed down, my little co-host, Jackie Chan Giddy and little Rocky Balboa. Good kitties. Good kitties. Aw, good sweet babies. Very good, kitties. Love you both very, very much. That's a good babies. Good babies. Good babies. Yes, Mama love you very much. Mama love you too. Yeah, you want to come on up? Come on, Jackie Chan Kitty. Come on. You can get up here too. Oh, it's actually, I think cats are actually nocturnal. And they're just lovable little kitty cats. You guys don't really see what goes on because earlier in the morning, as I'm trying to do stuff, and I had a little bit difficulties with my computer because it is a little bit older, and that's exactly why. It's just like everything froze up, so I had to shut down. That's why I was launching the show a little bit later. But sometimes you guys just don't know that these two are, like, crazy sometimes because it's radio. You just don't see. So I'm actually petting a little Jackie Chan kitty, and Rocky Balboa is right here. That's the name of my two cats. You want to come up? You're not going to jump up on the computer. Don't even think of it. She's like looking and she's purring like a purr crazy right now. She's looking and I know that look. She wants to go boom, jump up right on the computer. Anybody that has cats, you do know that they'll jump up on the computer. She's looking at me purring. I'm like, no, don't you even jump up on the computer. You can come up. Come on. Come on. She knows she's a smart kitty. Come on. Up. I need to do my show. Come on. Up here. I know she's aiming for my lap, and little Rocky Balboa is beside me right now. He's ready to sleep. I'm ready to take a nap myself. I didn't film on Felcare or helped out with anything yesterday, so I actually did my workout yesterday. So very happy about that. Oh, it was such a stress-free day yesterday. Beautiful. Got to walk around, took in some sun, had a nice lunch, dinner, I guess is what you can call it. Trying to pull up here. I'm going to go right into it. Promos. Let's get into it. Man, my computer's so slow. Is someone outside smoking a cigarette or something? Because I just smell cigarette smoke. I'm sorry, but, you know, people think people who don't smoke cigarettes are nuts because you can smell it. I smell it somewhere because I got the window open. My gosh, is someone smoking outside my window? Oh, man, that smells horrible. Let me go into it. I don't know. I'm like, if someone outside my window smoking, it's like I can really smell that cigarette. It's driving me freaking crazy. Oh man, it stinks so bad. You know, people can do what they want in their life, but I'm sorry, but cigarette smoking, it smells horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Ugh. But just to get in the Sarah Joy Foundation, pulling up on Facebook. And the description on the Sarah Joy Foundation. And this is part of my extended family. The Sarah Joy Foundation is on Facebook, and this is in the long description. The Sarah Joy Foundation, as a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in the last year, did more traveling activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone when they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers in the spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. And I do know that in this with my extended family, I've never met Sarah, but like I said, this is an extended family members of mine. Eric, whose picture's on there with the two sons, and Sarah was actually pregnant with her second child. And because she did not want to receive treatment because she was afraid that would hurt her unborn son, thus Sarah eventually had lost her life from battling with cancer. And through this, there was a silver lining, and the Sarah Joy Foundation was actually created. And those are the words that I read on the long description from, I believe, Eric was the one that had actually wrote it on this page. Let's see. Let me post up. The other one, too, is Ernie Reyes Jr. And I'm going to click right on. It's on GoFundMe. It is now on. It says Ernie Reyes Jr. I posted the exact link. Ernie Reyes Jr. official site and his sister, Destiny, is actually the one that runs this. So I'm actually going to pull this up. And this is Destiny in her own words. A kidney transplant fund. Thank you for taking a moment to see why and how you can make a difference. This is Destiny writing about her brother, Ernie Reyes Jr., was recently in the ICU which is the intensive care unit, fighting for his life, suffering from kidney failure. Ernie is currently undergoing dialysis treatment 3 times per week for 4 hours a day while waiting for a kidney transplant. This is a very challenging time, not only for Ernie Joni's immediate family, but a challenging time for our family as well. And once again, this is his sister, Destiny, her words, not mine, so I'm reading from there. I don't want people to get confused that are actually, you know, listening. So this is actually Destiny writing it. And further, it says, her father, Ernie Reyes Jr., founder of Ernie Reyes West Coast World Martial Arts, is 100% committed to helping Ernie however he can. You may know or remember Ernie as a child of Last Dragon sidekicks or as a teenager from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You may also remember him from the Rundown with the Rock, even his most recent star appearance on NCIS Los Angeles. Her brother has spent his entire childhood and adult life fighting in film and television, but now his battle has gone from the screen to reality fighting for his life. Regardless of where you have seen or heard of Ernie Reyes Jr., he has impacted people's lives all over the world throughout his extraordinary performance in television and film. Please be aware that he needs support during the times and recovery of his life. Thank you for your support, Destiny Reyes. And you can actually even check this out. Okay. I'm just pulling this up. And... okay, I wanted to pull up some other things, but I can't find it. And the thing is that I'm looking on here, and I should definitely explain something, because the comments on the fundraiser, if people think, you know, saying people have so much money and stuff, I've got to tell you the truth about something, and this is my own experience. When I didn't even have income coming in, okay, because I wasn't working for a month, and I had actually written to Maine to try to get something, and I still have the letter saying that, you know, I wasn't, I couldn't get any help from Maine whatsoever. And in the letter, even though I had no employment and had no unemployment, anything coming in whatsoever, for 1 full month, I had no money at all. The state of Maine denied me even free Maine care. And this is without any money whatsoever coming in. And I was denied. The reason for denial was because I was not pregnant or had no children. So when people say about, you know, money and such or whatever like this, you know, I don't know Ernie's status, but, you know, people too get denied health insurance. And I still have the letter. Like I said, Maine care, which is supposed to be free when people have no money coming in, I was denied because I was not pregnant or had kids. And I still have that letter, and it's stating from Paula Page. So I was denied any help from Maine whatsoever. No unemployment, no nothing. I even went over to Portland and the Shalom over in Portland, and I went there, and they literally told me, they were very nice. I went there in person, and they told me, until I become homeless, you know, that's when they can help me. Now, like I said, I don't know the whole situation with Ernie. I just didn't know how to put it into words. I've known Ernie had been suffering with his kidneys for a very long time now. I just didn't know how to say about it in public because it's a delicate situation. So when I finally saw this from his sister, Destiny, I was able to actually post about this. And, you know, like I said, I've known about this for such a long time now. I just couldn't really say anything about it. And it's like, with certain things, my cat's trying to get on my lap. I want to see, hey, what are you doing? My cat's trying to rub up against my phone. What are you doing? Jackie, I'm trying to sit here and do my job. Not Jackie. Jackie, Jane Kitty. What are you doing? You guys don't see this, but can you just, like, lay down? I'm trying to do my job here. She wants attention. Um, Okay. Should I play some music? What should I do? Ah, my computer just froze again. What? Come on. Stop. I don't know why it just froze. This is crazy. Really? I'm sorry, but my computer just froze. This is kind of crazy. I'm sorry that my computer has just froze. So I'm trying to bring up some other things. I run everything myself, so I don't know what's going on right now. I'm just hoping to try to stay. I don't, like I said, I've been having some technical difficulties with my computer, so I really don't know what's going on with it right now. It's crazy. It's really, really crazy with my computer. I'm trying to post. Let's see. But call-in number. Trying to post it and it's freezing on me. Oh man, this is crazy. I'm trying to post some things. Let me play a song. I'm getting irritated right here with this. Let's see. All right, I'm gonna play some music, and bring up some other things. So I'm having some technical difficulties. So here I go. I'm gonna play some music and I'll be back.
Yeah, last rip. Caterpie, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But to the cell, don't waste no time. Ooh, you just make me feel, feel. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ha.
Caterpie. One time. Yo, it's like life back in 93, sitting in place. All up in your face, yeah. Yo, Cat, so drop the beat, okay. Yo, back in 93, I was sitting in place. Right. A young cat dude all up in your face. Rocking Patrick Ewing kicks with the jewels on the sleeve. Yeah. A pair of thick specs with demeanor, that's me. Now it's 2K13 and I got a little swag. Doing big things, so you know I got to brag. Got designed the suit with the Jacobs on the wrist. Yeah. Below the DJ Henry Band, it stays tight and fixed in, yeah. You know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm God's effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. Went around the way, girl, a down shorty girl. A girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl.
You hit the floor. It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow. Now, girl, you know that I got your back. Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked, whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team. The girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's word.
Looking for from all of the
Shelly Nunchuck on the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and I'm actually pulling up some more. This is actually going out to Don Dragon Wilson's and his film and everybody that has come together to rally against bullying, and it's the Martial Arts Kid. And so you can actually go and read about this on Facebook page, and everybody from a lot of people from the martial arts world actually have come together and made this film, and it's starting to show. When Trouble Team Robbie moves to you can actually go and check this out on the Martial Arts Kid film page on Facebook, the Martial Arts Kid. When Trouble Team Robbie moves to Cocoa Beach, Florida, from Detroit after his grandmother has had enough of his antics, he soon realizes that everywhere he goes, there's somebody who doesn't want him to be happy. And at Cocoa Beach, that somebody is Bo Whitelaw, the toughest and most popular guy at the high school. From the moment Bo gives Robbie a beatdown in front of Rena, the prettiest girl in school, we know Robbie's chances of living in a happy neighborhood are just not realistic. To help Robbie stand a chance of survival in a dangerous teen world, his estranged Aunt Cindy and Uncle Glenn, played by action legends Cynthia Lady Dragon Roth Rock and Don the Dragon Wilson, are there to coach and train Robbie. Along the way, Robbie learns defensive skills that will give him a chance to defend himself. But will that be enough to protect himself from Bo in an all-out epic battle? And will Robbie ever be the man in Rena's eyes? Find out when everything comes to his head in a final showdown that pits legends of traditional martial arts against MMA fighters in a battle you have to see to believe. So check that out there. Definitely check it out. And that's the Martial Arts Kid. Let's see. Pulling this up. I am playing some music and reading from my Facebook page. Let's see. I want to pull something off. So everybody, you can actually, my shows are archived, so you can actually see that, you know, listen to it. Pulling up, playing music. Music today, doing promos, and reading from my hot page here. Now playing from Ancient Sage and Rip. See if I can do this. At least I'm typing with two hands. All the way from New Zealand. Posting why can't I post a picture? I'm trying to post a picture with the song that I'm playing. Okay. Okay. Come on up. Come on. That's it, pictures. Come on. Load. I'm trying to put this on my Facebook page. Where is it? Okay, posting. Let's see if this is going to come up. Post. I hear the little birdies outside. Yes, I'm doing my reader show, and it's beautiful outside. Let's see. Okay. All right. Got that up. Now I'm playing all the way from New Zealand. Ancient Sage, Shauna Mee, singer Rick Didham, who I actually had on my show, and here it is, and I'll be back.
Shauna Mee. Straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with
let it shine on me. Take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? like D&M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop. It's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, but can happen if you grind. I'ma eat off rhyme. My time to shine, no more sideline. I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson. But rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Okay, now I'm actually reading from my hub pages. I was just playing Inspiration by Jay Giannone out there in Hollywood, one of my film brothers doing his thing. And I'm actually going to be reading from my hub pages, and this is something that I write. Just a platform for me to be able to have to write here, to just for practice. Never lower your standards and never, ever settle for less than you're worth. What you settle, what you get is beneath you. No, never lower your standards. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say I am perfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We've all made mistakes. But remember, your past bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just remember never to do it again. I learned never to settle, and it has brought grand happiness into my life. I'd once settled, and it was the biggest mistake in my life. No woman should ever have to settle what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from your mistakes. I know, I repeat, but you know something? There's a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path, you know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It is just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Well, I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happens? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That indeed is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. I think I need some coffee. If really you think about it, God, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God would really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they're different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our path and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself. With people who hold the knowledge to pass on to me, and then in return I can pass it on to others also. Sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake, and believe me, you find those people that are good, the life you become golden too. Oh, I need to stretch my leg here. You guys don't see, but I've got kitties, and I don't want to, like, move too much here. I know, kitty, I know. Anybody that has pets, you know, they just, like, you want to disturb their sleep, but I love you too. I love you too. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. So remember to go check out the GoFundMe, Ernie Reyes Jr. official site by Destiny Reyes. I posted it on my page. I brought it up in the beginning of the show on the Sarah Joy Foundation, another one on Facebook page. As people may have known, Ernie Reyes Jr. official site by Destiny Reyes. Go there, GoFundMe.com. It is actually being run by his sister, Destiny Reyes, and he's in need of a kidney transplant, and all, I believe all the money's going to go towards medical expenses and such. So I want to bring up last one, Angelo Garcia. Let's see. Over 625, let's see. Okay, I'm just posting as I'm talking right now. Now, over 625,000 people. I can't even type. Yeah, 1,000 people on his page now. I'm typing as I'm talking. Future guest. Angelo Garcia, former member of boy band Menudo. Menudo, am I spelling it right? Menudo has grown up in Hollywood, is coming knocking on his door. And knocking on his door once again, and I play now to end the show his song Delusions of Grandeur, which is kind of about people who have dreams and it's kind of people who have dreams and are doing it despite what all the naysayers and haters have to say. Dream on, soldiers. Dream on. Dream on and keep. Great. Okay. So, I'm going to actually post that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in so much on what? Wait a minute, there's people actually calling in. I hope this isn't going to run out the time. I might have a little bit left time. Give me one moment. I'm trying to pull this up. I don't know if I can actually set this show to actually, let's see. I think I might have my thing is about 10 minutes fast, so this might have to be really quick because I've had technical difficulties. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see. It's actually pulling this up now. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. Am I on?
Yes. Who's this?
Hi. This is Stephen B.
Stephen B., where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Wasburg, Georgia.
Oh, really? Thanks for the call in. How are you doing on Ninja Sunday?
My Sunday's great. It's awesome. I actually just fucked my son in his fucking ass. And other than that, everything's been fucking great.
Okay. All right. I don't really want too much swearing on the show here and there, but I'm going to actually, like it says, there's been some technical difficulties live on the air. I've tried to run it the best I can, but I'm actually going to end the show here with Angelo Garcia, who is going to be a future guest on the show. And if people can remember from like the 80s, the boy band Menudo, he was actually, if you check him out, he was actually a little bit shorter, the shorter kid, the younger kid. Ricky Martin was in the band. And he's actually, I guess, he had like a little, how can I say, what is that hairstyle where your hair's short and a little long? What is it called? I can't think of it. I'm having a brain fart, but he was actually one of the shortest members, adorable and cute, from the boy band Menudo, and I'm actually trying to find it on here to play. It's Delusions of Grandeur. Okay, I'm actually finding. I'm sorry, it's not sliding up where I'm supposed to find here. Delusions of Grandeur. And the song is actually about the dreamers and people that do have dreams that are working on the dreams and doing the dreams and are proving the naysayers and the haters wrong. So I'm actually going to play a song and end the show. It's Delusions of Grandeur, and everyone have a great Ninja Sunday.
Delusions of Grandeur.
Destructive leaves spinning webs of God. it's time for me to let you go.
You thought that I was weak, but I am strong. You thought that